Okay, my name is Amy Belair. Today is September 19th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Holly, who is a colleague of mine at the Nature Conservancy. We are recording this interview in Austin, Texas at the One Water Summit. Holly, can you introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, I'm Holly Drinketh. I'm 55 years old, and I am from Connecticut.
I think that's great.
New Haven,
perfect.
Thanks.
So, can you think of a creek or a body of water that matters to you? And can you share your experience with it in the past, describe what it looks like at present, and illustrate your hope for its future?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. The water body that comes to mind for me is the Mystic River in Connecticut, and it goes into Long Island Sound. And my incredible memories of Mystic River as a kid are sailing with my family. And I have a big family. I'm the oldest of six kids. And my father and my stepmother decided that it would be really great to take all eight of us on an 18-foot boat. So there's not a lot of room for those kids. But as the oldest, I got to sit up in the bow of the boat and... go down from where we kept the boat inside the Mystic River Railroad Bridge, and so we would come out of the railroad bridge and I'd be on the bow, and we made our way through the river, which was just full of all kinds of moorings, full of sailboats all over the place. And it was really a long way. As a kid, I thought, you know, we're never going to get to the sound. And we had to go through, you know, lots of pathways and make our way around everything. And then finally, we would come out to the big, open Long Island Sound. And I thought that was the hugest body of water. I thought it was like entering the whole world for me. And I thought nothing could be bigger than this. And then fast forward to about 7 years ago. My job changed, and I started working on Long Island Sound, where I discovered that, in fact, it is not the biggest body of water, and it is very, very much at risk, and there are lots of things that happen there that are not what I thought as a kid, but I still love that place. I love Mystic River. I love Long Island Sound, and now... with my own boat, I travel around and look at how things are and try to figure out how to help communities to make it better and to protect it for more kids to float down that river.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, that's really full circle. Was there a time in your life when you were not near Mystic River and Long Island Sound? Because you jumped straight from the past to
the
where
frozen.
You are now. Yeah.
Yes.
Was there a time when you were not near this? I mean, this, or has this been a lifelong?
Yeah, no. I have always been nearby, but haven't had as much time on that water body. So I moved from Connecticut to Rhode Island, where I lived in Providence, on the Providence River. And I wasn't working in water at that time. I was a pastry chef. I'm a chocolatier, so I didn't think about water as much. And then I came back to Connecticut, and I was still in food service. I was still, you know, doing lots of work and catering. And I got closer to Mystic River, but I wasn't experiencing it quite as much. And then I ended up working on another river in Connecticut.
Mm.
And that was how I came back to water.
Speaking of water,
there's
some thunder outside.
Yeah, that was how I came back to water, was working on a river farther north in Connecticut.
We'll see you later.
And so it's been great to kind of be able to come back to the Sound and to the Mystic River. And right now I'm working on a project right there in that river. So it's exciting.
Love it. Thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to add before we let you go?
No, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.